Kansas author Glenn Edgar left no threshing stone unturned as he embarked on a historical treasure hunt for those tools used by the Mennonites who settled in and around central Kansas. From his own front yard to threshing days in Gosel, he uncovered the unique set of events that brought some of the most innovative farmers in the world to Kansas and established hard red winter wheat as a Kansas staple. He recently shared what he learned with listeners on the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. Probably no year holds more significance to the wheat industry in Kansas than 1874, said Aaron Harries, host of Wheat's on Your Mind podcast and Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations. That was the year Mennonite immigrants from Ukraine came to Kansas to escape the loss of their religious freedom. They came at the invitation of the state of Kansas and the Santa Fe Railroad to develop the prairie into a rich and productive agricultural economy. These groups of families brought with them turkey red winter wheat. As they say, the rest is history. From the establishment of their religion, the Mennonites had a reputation for being good, industrious farmers. As a result from this reputation and their continued pursuit of religious freedom, their communities moved from their origins in the Netherlands to what is now Poland to develop their lands for farming. Later, when the religious freedoms in the country were curtailed, the Mennonites took the invitation of Catherine the Great to relocate to Western Russia in the late 1700s and early 1800s. Around this time, Kansas was being marketed as the crown jewel for agriculture in the United States, driven by the construction of the railroad. The railroad also paid for ambassadors from the Mennonites to come to tour the Central Plains, including surveying different properties. In the end, Kansas had the most appealing set of laws. And so, Mennonites came to Kansas and brought with them their agricultural innovations and their hard red wheats, including hand-picked seeds packed into large jars and sacks. This turkey red wheat was a hardy variety, was planted in the fall, and could withstand Kansas's cold and dry winter. The new wheat could take advantage of the moisture that arrives in the winter and early spring, and then be harvested in early summer. While the adoption of this new class of wheat took time, its introduction revolutionized the wheat industry in Kansas, and turkey red wheat is now the ancestor to all hard red winter wheat varieties grown across the plains today. Along with turkey red wheat, the Mennonites also brought game-changing farming practices, including leaving fields fallow between planting cycles, applying fertilizer to fields, and using large threshing stones to separate the wheat kernels from the stalks that enveloped them. The basic process of threshing wheat is the same today as it was thousands of years ago, Edgar explained. The threshing stone was not exclusive to Mennonites, having been used by the Romans, Chinese, and Australians, but they preferred it, especially since Kansas limestone quarries, like that in Chase County, provided perfectly suited stones. Today, threshing stones have been replaced by combines, but their influence on the wheat industry, along with the Mennonites who still farm in Central Kansas, remains as steadfast as stone. Learn more about the history of Mennonites and threshing stones in Kansas, other topics by exploring all episodes of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com.
For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.